You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Callum Wilson to score and Bournemouth to win. Was 5-2, now 3-1. And Christian Benteke to score and Palace to win was 9-2. That's been enhanced to 6-1. Derek, Sam Allardyce now without a win in his first five league games in charge of Palace. That's his worst start at a club since he was at Notts County. Went 15 league games without a win back in the mid-90s. Predictable weekend performance from Crystal Palace in the Cup. Wasn't that weaker side that Allardyce put out in comparison to some of the other Premier League teams, but they were beaten 3-0 by City.
Yeah, Mullard really. And those things I mentioned about Palace a couple of weeks ago, I think it's been underlined now. I mentioned that, you know, the players they've got there, they probably think they're better than they are, and they don't take kindly to a hippo-headed manager coming in and saying, right, lump it long. They think they can do better than that. This is my reading. I've got no evidence to suggest that whatsoever, other than the results they've been getting, which have been crap. I don't think Allardyce is the right man for them. To be honest, you looked at when he took over, you looked at those Palace players and you thought, they ain't going to go down. You know, they couldn't get anybody in charge here and they'll stay up. Well, all of a sudden, it's looking like they're going to go down. And one stat I noticed in the build-up to this game, they've averaged the lowest distance running per game this season in the Premier League, Crystal Palace. For a team that's in the thick of the relegation dogfight, that's actually criminal, isn't it? I think the main major reason for that is the name Christian Benteke, because Jesus Christ, never chases a long pass and will never pass a Chez long. He makes Di Martar Berbatov look like a sweatshop worker. I just can't have Benteke. Could never have him at Liverpool, and he's gone back in the betting in my view. That said, Bournemouth are plenty short enough here, aren't they? They're a side I can never catch right, and I don't mind backing them at big prices. I quibble about backing them at these kind of odds, 11-10. I think they'll probably, if there's going to be a winner, it'll probably be them. But I can't trust them at those odds. I'm going to play safe here and go for the draw at 12-5.
12-5, the draw for Derek. Tom?
I think there's going to be goals in this game. I can't see either defence sort of being on top in this one. And I think that's probably the best way to approach this one because, you know, Bournemouth themselves, their recent form, in terms of getting a victory, well, they haven't had one since Swansea, and that was the final game of 2016. But goals are never an issue for them. You know, and even at home, you know, they've had some sort of, you know, big victories. You know, most notably, of course, that game against Liverpool. They were close to getting the victory against Arsenal, a big victory against Hull as well. But they've actually had some disappointing games at home. Now, their home form isn't strong. Sunderland have gone there and beaten them. Southampton won at a canter. And they'd actually, you know, they drew with Watford in their last home match, which is an absolute stunner, really. But Palace, there's just no sign of improvement from them. And you know, that kind of new manager bounce that Paul Clement's getting at Swansea, you can see straight away he's changed things. You can see straight away that Marco Silva has changed things at Hull. You know, Hull are not playing badly. But what has Sam Allardyce done apart from spend £14 million on Patrick Van Aanholt, who is a decent player? He's certainly an attacking threat, but he's relying on a fullback now to probably provide some goals. So I don't know. I think Palace are in trouble, and I don't think it's hit home at that club yet just how much trouble they're in. And I tell you what, if Swansea get a result this midweek and Palace don't, they're going to look in it. It's going to look a very, very serious situation for them. But Bournemouth are a tricky team to catch right. But I think goals has got to be the order of the day here. You know, especially when you look at their home form and their home matches, the last three, they might not have won either of those three games, but they scored six goals against Southampton, Arsenal and Watford. So I can't see Palace tightening up and keeping a clean sheet. So I'd play goals here, and I'm going to side with Bournemouth here. The Bournemouth winning over 2.5 goals is 21-10. I don't want to be backing Bournemouth at 11-10. But if you're not sure about an outright winner, you know, it's 10-11 for over 2.5 goals and 12-5 for over 3.5. And I won't put you past either of those. These are two sides where attack is definitely their strength and defending is not.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.